power of habits. We've heard it before, but sometimes we struggle to get these things going, to get some momentum. But there's a new book that can help us by Noah Herron. He's a pastor and speaker and the founder of The Gathering Conference. And he's with us right now. Hey there, Noah.
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
Doing good. Thanks for writing this book. It's a short little book. So, you know, if you could fit some time in there, if you're not in the habit of reading books, I mean, the quickness of the book helps in this regard, too.
Yeah, it's short. I wanted it to be something that no matter how much time you have or don't have, you could implement. And so I like and appreciate a short, to-the-point read. And so that's what I wanted to write.
Yeah. So what stands in our way most of the time from developing these habits?
I think distractions, just, you know, everyday distractions, things that feel urgent. Can sometimes get in the way of maybe the things that are the most important. I feel like those distractions probably change over time from season to season, but ultimately they're just things that pop up in our life. You know, relationship, family, kids, work, everyday demands that can sometimes pull us out of habits. But I think that when we push through some of those things that maybe feel more urgent and focus on the things that matter the most, we get the biggest long-term gain out of that.
Okay, we're going to jump into some of them here, and I'd like to get to quick comment on some of them. But first, like, if we develop a habit, from your experience, is it like, okay, well, that, man, I wish I would have done that sooner?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely have habits in my life right now that are newer, like I would say in the last year or two, that I'm just like, man, I wish that I would have been practicing this a long time ago because of the fruit that's come from it and the way that it's positively affected my life. But I also think that that's just a part of the journey, and we're all just trying to get a little bit better. I know for me, better is a relative term, but for me, better is closer to God, and a better dad and a better husband to my wife. And so that's what these habits are really intending for me and my life, is to be better at those things. And so as long as we're moving in that direction, I think that's the goal.
And it's never too late to start, right?
Absolutely. You can start right now. And I think the best day to start was yesterday, but the second best day is today, for sure.
Okay. So the one habit that caught my attention that you've written about in the book is called sitting in silence. And that doesn't seem like a habit. It just seems like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, this is actually the habit that I was referencing when you asked about, are there some habits that I wish I would have started sooner? This is definitely one of those habits. I think for the life of a Jesus follower, one of the most simple habits that everyone knows about is prayer. And prayer is such a powerful habit in my life. It's changed every part of my life. But one of the things that I think we can get wrong with prayer is a lot of times we just tell God about all the things that are going on in our life, which he knows about and he wants to hear about from us, make no mistake about it. But in my own life, I would often tell God or ask God for things, and I would never listen to what he had to say back. And so that's what this practice really is about, this habit of sitting in silence. It's letting God speak back to us. And the way that I practice it is different from the way that even some of my friends who have the same habit practice it. But mine is really simple. I love being outside, and I love going for walks. And so every morning when I'm done having my quiet time, which just constitutes of reading my Bible and talking to God, I actually take about a 10-minute walk just around my neighborhood. No music. I got no AirPods. I leave my phone inside the house. And so it's just silence. Me outside walking. This morning, the walk was particularly cold. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and it was below freezing this morning. And so it was a little bit chilly. But sometimes on that walk, I hear God speak really clearly, nudging me in a certain direction, maybe giving me an answer to something I've been praying about. Other times, I don't hear God at all, but I just enjoy that moment of giving God the chance to speak back. And I think that habit was one that I was really not interested in until about a year and a half ago. And I heard about someone practicing it, And man, that habit has given me more peace. It's grown my relationship with Jesus so much. And I think it's the perfect way to start your day, clear your head, and just get on the same page with God.
Perfect. Now, that's just a sampler plate of 10 of these small decisions that are in the book called Holy Habits, Small Decisions That Lead to a Big Life by Noah Herron. Thanks for giving us a little taste of it and being our guest this morning, Noah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Todd. It was an honor.